The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, with Judith Boyce. Where is Buddha? Papaji, an awakened guru, was taken to the hospital for a severe asthma attack. This was not his first foray into the world of medicine. His body was aging, tired from the ravages of reactive airway disease. The doctors wanted to intubate him and take heroic measures to extend his life. His students, including a retired ER doctor, asked what he wanted. "Boss," he said, "enough." He was ready to pass with as much grace as he could muster in the circumstances. Suddenly, he rose from his bed, a fierce light in his eyes. He grabbed the arm of his closest disciple. "Where is Buddha?" he yelled. The sound emanated from him, from a source beyond his desperately blocked airways. "Where is Buddha?" A disciple held up an image of Ramana Maharshi. He shook his head. "Where is Buddha?" Someone else pointed at Papaji. "Go out," said Papaji, gesturing from his chest as if opening a veil before his heart. "Don't know Buddha. Let him in. Let him in." A silence and peace beyond words filled the room. There, in the midst of dropping his physical robe, Papaji delivered the culmination of his teaching. Where, indeed, is Buddha? I think of a book that fascinated me in college. I never actually read it, but I learned volumes from the title. If you see the Buddha on the road, kill him. Raised in the Christian faith, I found the title provocative, blasphemous. Kill Buddha? Kill a sacred teacher? Years later, I understood the book title was derived from a Zen koan. Instead of being lectured, the student ciphers the answer from his or her own experience and contemplation. Buddha's teachings differ radically from Christ's. The mythology that grew up around Jesus was of a chosen one, a child of an ultimate creator who forsook his divinity to take on the lowly garb of human flesh. I was taught to ask Jesus to intervene in my relationship with God, to act as an intermediary closer to me because of his brief foray in human flesh. Buddha had a very different mission. Rather than proclaiming exalted status, he taught a way of living, here and now, in human flesh, wide awake and filled with spirit. He never mentioned God or spirituality. Buddha was living and teaching a way of being in this world, free of suffering, free of entanglement, and filled with the offering of the moment. Buddhism is not a spectator sport. Rather than standing by, passively praying to be saved, Buddhism is about being engaged, awake, participating fully in the world, learning to ride with the flow of life instead of being saved from it. Papaji was pointing to the ultimate power of Buddhist teachings. Don't know Buddha, let it in. Let the experience of the Buddha into one's life and heart. Live the Buddha. Don't just think about it, be it. Be Buddha in this moment, in every moment. If I see the Buddha, she must be outside of me. Instead of looking on the road, in the sky, in the temple, or in the scripture for a sacred teacher, let me live the experience. Let me wake up to this experience in my flesh, instead of scavenging for it outside myself. Let Buddha reside in my heart, in my mind, in my breath. Wake up. Buddha is here, now.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.